Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 23rd, 2014. Today is the third Sunday in Lent. At the Eucharist this morning, many of us heard the fabulous story of Jesus meeting a woman at a well in a place called Samaria. There is much going on in this story. I encourage you to read it on your own at another point in time this week. But for now, I'd like to focus on a couple of things. Jesus asked the woman for a drink, and she replies, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan, for a drink?" And Jesus comes back and says, "If you knew who was asking you for a drink, you would ask me for some living water." And then the woman says back to Jesus, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water?" And Jesus says to her, "The water that I will give will become, in the ones who receive it, a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." Jesus is talking spiritually. The woman still talking physically. "Where's your bucket?" And yet, I've been thinking a lot about this woman's pluckiness, about her practicality. She is intrigued by Jesus' talk about giving water, but she has a very concrete concern. "You don't have something to contain it," she says. "You don't have a bucket." And as I was preparing Lenten devotional writings for the Living Compass devotional, as I thought about this woman's observation that Jesus didn't have a bucket, I thought about us, me and you. How often do we say we want a deeper spiritual life, a better prayer life, or more fruitful and intentional relationships with our closest loved ones, but we've made no space to hold those desires? In short, we don't have a bucket. What are the buckets of time, energy, or intention we need to gather during this Lenten season to deepen our awareness of God's presence in our lives? Where could we find them? Who could help us? Sometimes I believe as mainline Christians, we Episcopalians pretend that God is giving out the Spirit and God's spiritual blessings by the dropper full, as opposed to the bucket full. Sometimes we treat the spiritual life as a place of aridity and dryness. When Jesus says to the woman, "The living water gushes." I wonder if we have difficulty attending to the abundance of the spiritual life simply because we've neglected to bring a bucket. Or maybe we've brought a teaspoon to catch this living water when God would give it to us by the bucketful. I don't know about you, but from time to time, I'm really thirsty. I really want to feel and to partake of the refreshing living water that Jesus offered that Samaritan woman and that Jesus offers us today. I pray that God would give me the grace to find a really good bucket. Let us pray. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.